Hi, this is Jim Eisenach, editor-in-chief of Anesthesiology, to tell you a little bit about what's happening in the November issue. I think there are two articles of particular interest to most subscribers. The first is an article by Fred Orkin about why, when, and how anesthesiologists retire. This is part of a larger effort across the family of medicine comparing different specialties. It turns out that anesthesiologists work a little bit longer and as they work more hours than the average physician. In this article, Fred describes how we choose to retire, what the factors are at different ages, and how that might have implications for manpower needs in our specialty. It's accompanied by an editorial by Dan Cole and colleagues putting this into perspectives from a public health standpoint. As I am dictating this message to you, there's an ongoing crisis in the country with contaminated epidural steroid injections. There's an article in this month's issue that I think you'll find quite interesting about epidural steroids, not related to contamination, but rather why do epidural steroids work for some people with back pain, but not for others? There may be many reasons, of course. This is a basic science study looking at mineralocorticoid receptors and how they are important in pain processing. It turns out that steroids, of course, the ones that we use clinically, can act on both glucocorticoid and mineralocorticoid receptors, and their anti-inflammatory actions on the glucocorticoid receptors are well known and are presumed to be the cause for their efficacy. Well, there are also mineralocorticoid receptors on nerve endings in the spinal cord, and they have just the opposite effect. So depending on the number of receptors and where the drug is administered, it's possible that in some people steroids are failing because of an opposed action by actions on mineralocorticoid receptors. If true in humans, this might suggest a role for combination or more highly specific therapy to treat low back pain. And finally, one other article I'd like to highlight to you is a classic paper revisited. We publish about three or four of these each year, with an author who has published a seminal piece of information in our literature. This is an interview with Danny Moore at Virginia Mason Clinic, who is over 90 years old. He published an important article that defined how we test epidural catheters. I think you'll find it very interesting. This and much more in this month's issue of Anesthesiology.